Ukraine may soon have to adjust to this precarious moment in their war with the victory of Donald Trump. Let's find out what they're saying in Ukraine. Joseph Lindsley joins us now. Joe, what are you hearing?
Hey, Bob. Well, good morning from Kyiv. And I was up through the night watching a lot of the results, like most people. It was a calm night here. Kyiv was not attacked. And, you know, I think a few observations on different levels. One, the mood among Ukrainians. And then secondly, the mood among Americans who support Ukraine. And there's a difference there. And then third, looking at this election, based on my experience, you know, when I, you know, long ago was mentored by Roger Ailes, the founder of Fox News, who helped get Nixon elected and Reagan elected and both of the Bushes elected. And I did escape that world, but that gave me some, gives me some kind of insights into I think, a little bit of what is happening. And first, I would say this morning, from Ukrainians I know, whether they supported Harris or Trump, very sort of unusual thing, I think, that we would not see in America. But I received messages, many text messages from Ukrainians saying things like, God bless America. I sincerely wish a success to your country and hope that the changes that your people want will be achieved. If someone else said, if this is God's will, I accept it, even though I don't like President Trump. But I pray for the new American president and for the American people. And so really these very sort of compassionate messages from Ukrainians from all different sort of sides of the political spectrum, you know, sort of with kindness. And I see very different communications from those Americans who support Ukraine, many of whom woke up this morning with a lot of despondency, pretty angry about this, and they see that a Trump victory is they see it as a disaster for Ukraine. But the so here's an interesting division is that many Ukrainians do not see this as a disaster, and I think for two reasons. One, you know, Ukraine is it tends to be a more it's a very traditional, I mean, it's a tolerant country that, you know, religiously tolerant, but it tends to be a pretty traditional place, a place of, you know, the values of faith, family, freedom. And so traditionally, if you remove, you know, the personalities from the equation, Ukraine would be a country that would be, probably be a bit more Republican in many ways. And so there's that part of it. But secondly, I think that is that the, you know, the way things are going is just not good. And Ukrainians are saying, you know, if the Biden policy is continued, this is not going to work. You know, Ukraine is going to be pushed into negotiations despite all the nice rhetoric. And you know, this was missed a lot when I was listening to some of the commentary in American media. For example, Martha Raddatz on ABC News, you know, she spent some time here in Ukraine. She, you know, has reported on Ukraine a lot. And she was saying that, you know, this must be terrible for Ukrainians, you know, because of some of Trump's rhetoric. But she missed in her reporting just kind of how on the edge of hopeless things have been when it comes to American support. You know, every time Ukrainians have opened some of these key opportunities the past months, like, for example, the incursion into the Kursk region of Russia, they're sort of restricted by the White House. And that's been so I think Ukrainians are, you know, in a sense saying, hey, it's been so bad. We need to try something else. And but that is a very different mentality, even from the Americans. For example, Americans I know here in Kyiv are much more despondent, but Ukrainians have more of a sense of, okay, let's try to make an opportunity out of this. And I think we saw that, and it seemed that the first foreign leader to write to acknowledge President, you know, Trump on his victory was President Zelensky. And because, you know, Zelensky, he's been very diplomatic throughout this process. It's not easy. And he sent a message saying that he looks forward to working with you know, future President Trump. And there was an interesting, you know, in Trump's victory speech a few hours ago, he mentioned Russia and China several times, and in the sense of that America is better than those countries, better than Russia and better than China. And I think for those who support Ukraine, that's a sliver of opportunity to say that, you know, Ukraine you know, stands against these totalitarian regimes. And, you know, Trump also mentioned Elon Musk, who was played a huge role in getting, you know, in getting Trump elected. And Trump was praising Elon for launching that rocket, the SpaceX rocket, with the amazing feat that the rocket booster was caught. And Trump, he went on for about 4 minutes describing that moment of the SpaceX rocket being caught, returned to Earth, unprecedented success. And that, Trump was captivated by that, as were many people around the world. And a Ukrainian artist sent me a sketch just within like an hour of that speech, showing an American rocket going to outer space and then Russian rockets hitting Ukraine, and saying, what side does the world want to be on? Do we want to win? Do we want to, rockets to carry us forward? Or do we want rockets, the rockets of the loser that are used to destroy? And so I already see Ukrainians, trying to seize this opportunity to say, okay, let's work with what we have, and let's push for, let's push. We got to change something, and maybe we have a chance now.
Interesting. As you know, Joe, from your time working in politics, politicians make a lot of promises when they're campaigning. Once you get into office, it's another thing. Who knows what the president will do now? As Mario Cuomo once said, you campaign in poetry, you govern in prose, right?
Yeah, well, and speaking of that, and this is something that I've been talking a lot with Ukrainians about, but, if Ukrainians want to make the case to America, you have to make it to the American people. And I think that they could learn a lot from looking at Donald Trump's campaign, because, for example, when I met with Mayor Klitschko, the mayor of Lviv, former world heavyweight champ, a week ago, I was just a private meeting about, politics and campaigns. And I said, pay attention to where Trump and Kamala, Harris, where Donald Trump and Kamala Harris are trying to reach the voters, and look at the podcast that they both went on. Kamala Harris only went on a couple of podcasts, one called All the Smoke, one called Call Her Daddy. Not very well known, not hugely popular. But Trump went on the most popular shows in America: Sean Ryan Show, Lex Friedman, Logan Paul, Theo Vaughn, Flagrant with Andrew Schultz. And a lot of people might not know those names in elite circles, but these are shows that are listened to by truck drivers, by veterans, by people throughout the country. And Trump understood that, and he spoke to those people. And I showed this to Mayor Klitschko and others, and I said, just look at the comparison of all the different media podcasts that Trump did versus Harris. I said, that's someone that understands the mood in America. And if Ukrainians want to win over Americans, they have to speak to Americans in those same places.
Good point. Joe Lindsley in Ukraine. Until tomorrow. Thank you.
Until tomorrow.
Keep going. The sun will come out again tomorrow.
I hope it's calm there today. All right.